WUSF recently traveled to Tampa's Progress Village to hear residents' memories of growing up in the historic neighborhood. Join us for part one of a two-part special telling Tampa Bay stories on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, resident Pamela Ennis Calaton recalls the family-like atmosphere growing up in Tampa's first affordable housing suburb.
My name is Pamela Ennis Calaton. I've lived in Progress Village since September the 5th, 1960. I've been here for 57 years, so I grew up in the neighborhood. I've worked at the Parks and Recreation for like 8 years, running a basketball program at the gym. So then a lot of the newer kids and stuff I met. It's a feeling of home. I lived at 79th Street. There was only like 5 or 8 houses built when we moved on that street. Everybody loved the park. Mr. Johnson would open up the park for us in the evenings. He ran the concession stand. Any day of the week, we know when he's there. Around about 3 or 4 o'clock, he would put a quarter in the jukebox and it played 5 records. By the time he played those records, the park was full. He played rhythm and blues songs, James Brown, Wilson Pickett. In front of the concession stand, we had a large piece of concrete, so where the music was playing, you could go and dance if you wanted to. And we had a 4-square court, and that stayed busy, the 4-square court. From the beginning to the end, that stayed busy. So that's where we would be. And it was okay, because once we was to the park, we was like in a safe haven. Our parents didn't worry about us because we was at the park. If they needed us for anything, they knew to come to the park. So that's was our hangout spot, the park. I moved away from Progress Village in 1973. I got married, and he was trying to take me away from my family. And that wasn't working too well with me. So I came back to the village and been here ever since. I bought my own home. It took me a long time to own my house. But yeah, owning that house right there is important to me because my children always have some place to come back to. I always knew I could always go back to my mama's house if I had to go back. And that's how I want my children to feel, like they can always come home. You could come home when you can't go anyplace else. I picked up this first annual family reunion booklet. This is one of my joys. It says, first annual family reunion. This is the seal of Progress Village Civic Council. There's 4 symbols on there. We've got a tire that means that we work hard. We've got folded hands, which mean brotherhoods. We're American citizens, and we trust in God. So this is what our symbols mean. We had this in 2006 was our first year for our family reunion. And it was, how do I say, off the chain? We had people coming back to Progress Village from years, who hadn't been back in Progress Village from years. So it was beautiful.
Pamela's story was produced by Stephanie Colombini with the help of USF student journalist Megan Holsworth. You can hear more stories from Progress Village on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.